an emotional story from just an incredibly powerful and strong and brave person, Erica Brannick, and her mom, who is also incredibly strong, Carol Downing. Erica, of course, was injured in the Boston Marathon bombing this past spring, and she's with us now. And Erica, you talked about this person when we first started, Amanda North, but I don't know if everyone knows who that is. I've heard you mention her name before, and I know she's coming in town to be a part of this on Saturday.
She won't be here Saturday.
She'll just be here
on for the announcement of all of it.
Who is Amanda North?
Amanda North was just a bystander who was watching her daughter run the race. And after the bombs went off, she could hear me screaming for help. And, you know, unbeknownst to her, she was injured herself, but crawled over and just grabbed my hand and, you know, told me to focus on her and said that she was going to help me. She was not going to let my hand go and that she would take care of me. And, you know, just started screaming for people to come over. And after that day, I didn't know anything about her. Initially, I thought her name was Joan, because I had my eardrums had been blown out. So her hearing was not great and hers were too. So she thought my name was Irene. And I know we couldn't have got it more wrong, but then through a piece that CNN did with Anderson Cooper, I had expressed how much I wanted to meet her, and they put out a story and they got, you know, their viewers to kind of help find it. And one of her friends actually saw the story and saw a picture of her and texted her, because she's not really an avid TV watcher or like in the media, and her friend said, "You're on TV." So she emailed the show and said, "That's me." And they got in touch with her and flew her out to visit me when I was in rehab.
Have you guys kept in contact since that point?
We have. We've emailed a lot back and forth, and she was just honored at her elementary school that she went to up in Connecticut, I believe it was. And I was able to be a part of that, and I sent a video in talking to her and telling her how much I missed her and that I was so happy that I met her that day and everything. So it was a nice little surprise that I was able to do for her.
Just a saint. Amazing stuff. I talked about this with Lee Corrigan last week. Marathons in this country may never be the same after what happened in Boston. Unfortunately, this is the world we live in, and it's not just marathons, but unfortunately, there are a lot of crazy people out there, evil people. I have to say, I think it's just brave on its own merits of you going to any marathon or event like this at all.
Yeah.
Was there any hesitation to you when you were asked to do this?
No.
None?
No. I said, my mom got the email from somebody that works in the committee, and she said, "Is this something you want to do?" And I said, "Of course this is something I want to do. This is a great opportunity, and very few people get this opportunity. And to be a part of something that has been such an influence on my mom and my sister's life and countless other people that I'm close to is a dream come true, that I am able to be a part of it in a different way than I have before."
Carol, will you ever run in another marathon?
I've already signed up for Boston 2014.
Stop it.
Yep.
That's amazing. 2014 in Boston.
That's right.
That's incredible.
Bucket list.
That's absolutely amazing. I can't even really comprehend the bravery, as I see it, that goes along with just that. I have to ask this one as well. Are you following the trial of Tsarnaev? Do you follow the story at all? Do you care at all?
I haven't followed it. I mean, I've gotten, initially at the beginning, I had gotten updates on the trial, but I am choosing to focus my energy on more positive things. And, you know, he and his brother have taken a lot from a lot of people. And there are some people that want to be a part of it, and I commend them for doing that. And I think that's very brave of them. I am choosing to go in a different way from it and move forward with my life and not give him any more energy that I have.
Carol, what about you?
I'm not really involved in it. I mean, I care what happens, but I'm not really following it. I mean, I don't even really know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. As far as you right now, Erica, most importantly, rehab professionally, getting back into teaching. I know you're going after your master's too.
Yes. I'm working part-time right now at a preschool that just opened in August, and I'm doing administrative work there and helping teach one of the elective classes, like a special. And I have been given extra time to finish my degree. I was originally supposed to graduate in May of this year, but they're pushing it back a year for me. And then I will have completed my master's and be able to go back into the classroom full time.
That's incredible. When do you think you'll be able to get back into the classroom full time?
Probably next summer.
Great. I said most importantly, and nothing's more important than what you just said, but are the Ravens going to beat the Packers on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to give a score? A lot to a little?
I'll say by like 8 points.
All right, I like it. Carol, you want to weigh in on that one?
No. Thanks.
The amazing Erica Brannick and her mom, Carol Downing. I can't thank you guys enough for sharing. I know it's certainly not an easy subject matter, but I know you guys also inspire a lot of people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.